Airchecks.com.
WCCC-FM Hartford. Classic Rock 106.9.
The Rock 106.9 WCCC. Today we are celebrating the radio station, its history, the people that have worked here, the people that are currently here, and the ones that have come and gone. And we welcome back our program director of 15 years, Michael Picozzi. How are you?
Mike Caroli, how are you?
besides
the obvious, of course.
You know, I'm doing good, actually. I feel good about everything. You don't usually get to say goodbye in radio, and today we're having an opportunity to do that, and that's pretty cool.
It hardly ever happens. Usually what happens is the week goes through, and it becomes Thursday, and then after your shift, they go, "You've been such a good employee, you can have tomorrow off." But I wanted to, here's the door, see ya.
Miss Klonk is in here with us as well, and she was your radio partner for a number of those years that you were here at WCCC.
As with many of the staff, I named her.
Yeah.
How did that go about?
Well, she kind of named herself. She was a very quiet intern. Boy, what happened, huh?
You corrupted me. That's what happened. I started off this nice little Catholic girl, and then boom.
She had never been to a concert before, and she was standing next to me as we were on the air. I was sitting near the microphone, and she moved to the left and knocked the phone off the wall. This is while I'm talking on the radio. The phone hits the floor, and she, oh my God, and she bends over to pick it up and brings her head up right into the counter. And so while I'm still talking on the radio, I said, "Wow, nice Klonk." And we started calling her Miss Klonk, and 10 years later, she still has that name.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You were the provider of most of the on-air names and the nicknames for interns and stuff, and it's funny how things go. There were so many interns that worked here. And to this day, I don't know their real names. I just know the nicknames that they had over the years.
When they start friend requesting you with their real name on
Facebook,
who's
that?
You're like, yeah.
I don't know who they are. Like, for example, one guy started off really kind of slow, and we said, "What a Rube."
Right.
And so he became Rube.
Yep. Yep, mm-hmm. That's right. And it's funny because if you say Rube, I obviously know who it is. But if you say, "What's his real name?" I would have to think for a minute before it would come to me. And there's a whole bunch of people that were like that.
I don't think anybody knew my real name until about last year.
Yeah. I know there are people in the building that didn't because somebody was like, "Who's this girl? Who are you referring to?" And it's like, "Miss Klonk." And they had no idea.
Yep. Every email had my nickname and then my last name attached to it.
I don't know. That was his name.
I was always under the theory that I should refer to whatever the person is by their on-air name so that I don't screw it up when I'm on the air. So I never referred to anybody by their real name. Like Raven, same thing. Like forever, I'd have to think, what's his real name? It's not Raven,
right.
You know? Hey, man, you were at HCN back in the day when Howard Stern was at CCC, right?
I was at HCN back in the late 70s, I got a job offer in Philadelphia, and I went to Philadelphia. And so we overlapped by about 6 months, maybe.
Oh,
and
right.
Somebody just heard him on the air. Somebody just called me the other day and said he was talking about me.
Oh, really?
And he said back in that day, CCC, they would tell him, "Record Picozzi, see what he's doing." I never knew that that happened, but apparently CCC was, well, back in those days, they were copying HCN a lot, recording me and copying the music that I played and duplicating it on CCC. I just found that out.
Really? That's amazing.
And back in those days, I mean, CCC always played good music, and Mike Caroli always sounded good.
Yeah.
But all the things that Howard said about the owner at the time were true. He was very, very cheap. Cy Dresner's his name, the old owner. I worked for him for about 6 months. And the new company came in. And so we were the underdogs. And Caroli and I were like, okay, we got to make a name for ourselves. And now we have the budget to do it. We were number three of three rock stations. And not respected at all. And one of the early things we started out with, it was at a Dave Matthews concert. We played like two or three Dave Matthews songs. But another station really had the focus on that. And the show is supposed to be neutral. So Mike Caroli and I get the bunch of interns, which we've named, and we plastered the Meadows. And Jim Kopnik was so angry because the other radio station says, where? They're putting posters up. Put your own posters up. But Kopnik was screaming at us. And then years later, we found out he's like, yeah, I thought that was really cool that you guys did that. But he had, you know, he had the posture. And there was a crowd in front of the other radio station. So what do we do? So we went in and we bought about 10 t-shirts. And I tell Raven, you see all those people in front of that radio station? I want them here in front of this radio station.
Right.
So Raven grabs the t-shirts and jumps up on the Hummer. And in about 10 minutes, they were all in front of us. We did the same thing at a neutral show. That means no radio station can sponsor it. I think it was Godsmack.
It was.
At the Webster.
It was, yeah.
And same thing. What are they doing here? So this time, Raven just didn't get up on the Hummer. He went over to the other station and started yelling at the promotion director with no idea. So she's in tears. She's crying. He's going, you guys can't be here. You don't even play the band. Get out. And so she's crying, and then he jumps up on the Hummer and does his thing. We were the bad boys of rock back in that day.
There's no doubt about it. And I remember that because there were two Godsmack shows back-to-back at the Webster, and we had one night. And the other station had the other night, and you and I devised a plan. I said, you know, the tickets were pretty inexpensive. And back in the day, we had a budget for all kinds of stupid stuff. So
I know.
I said, why don't we buy up a bunch of tickets for their night and just fill it with our people? And you're like, let's do it. So you went ahead and you got the cash. We went and bought all these tickets for the show. And then every one of those people, we gave them CCC banners. And when the other station went up to do their stage announcement, we had everybody lift up our banners and start chanting the CCC thing. Can you imagine being the guy from the other station up on stage and everybody's shouting the other station's call letters back at him?
That's epic.
After then, it happened at every show.
It did. Yep. It did. And that CCC chant became legendary. You know, it was quite something, man. Picozzi and I had a pretty good situation going on when it came to like the record companies and stuff. Picozzi was the program director. I was the music director. And I'd always go into you with like some sort of dilemma. Be like, so-and-so's screwing us. And you're like, here's what you do. I'll be the bad cop. You tell them that I'm pissed off. And you didn't care. Like, I mean, you cared, but it wasn't like you were really pissed off. And you're like, make me the bad cop and then go in there and do what you got to do. So I would call him up and I'd be like, dude, you have no idea. Picozzi is ripped. And they're like, really? And I'm like, he wants to throw all of your music off the air. He wants to drop all of your product. And they're like, oh my God. Oh my God, what are we going to do? And I said, you got to make this good. I said, listen, I'm trying to, you know, calm him down, but you got to take care of this. And almost every single time they would take care of it.
And, you know, really, I'm just such an easygoing guy. I hardly ever get mad at all. So we go in Coley's office and he's got the record guy at hold. And so we're laughing.
Yeah.
And I go, okay, wait, I got to get into character. And then put it on him going, are you kidding me? I can't believe you did that.
Oh, those were some good times, man. That was a lot of fun, man. We tore it up pretty good, man, from all the different venues, all the different things that we did over the years.
We tried to do everything different. I mean, you know, we had Howard on in the morning, and the afternoon show, we did old Chemo Destructo Thursday.
Yeah,
I remember
Wednesday.
That.
We did stuff that was different. And you mentioned the CCC chant, but remember the one show that we changed the chant?
Oh, what was that?
We had 9/11 happened, and Mike was phenomenal on the air. I mean, we're usually goofing around, et cetera, but you did a great job with information, and we had a luau scheduled at the Webster.
Oh, that's right.
You can't be partying after 9/11. So we turned it into a charity event where people could make a donation, because usually the luau is for free, a donation, and we got up on stage, and Mike led everybody in the candlelight vigil, and I said, you know, usually we do the CCC chant, but I think today we need to do USA, and the place went crazy, and everybody chanting USA. And I did a Chris Rock. I threw the mic down and walked off the stage.
Like a WWE superstar.
We built such a strong, and I'm not trying to pat ourselves on the back because the fans make the radio station, but we had built such a strong brand that when they tried to alter the music a little bit, I say they because it wasn't us, people went crazy. People were, there was a Save the Rock website that had 5,000 people on it.
Yeah.
I mean, that you don't do that kind of stuff by playing Leonard Skinner and not talking on the radio. You don't get that kind of following.
And I remember some of our people liked the page, you know, on Facebook, and they got in trouble because, like, what are you doing? Why you like this? This is the anti-us. And it's like, well, no, not really.
Yeah. And then some people said, yeah, I get it. And then other people said, that wasn't me. Someone stole my identity.
Yeah. Someone stole my identity, right. Hey, listen, that happens. That happens.
Every day.
Yeah, they just don't, no station ends up doing what we did in terms of, like, when you got to play volleyball with Poison.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
We had Godsmack in East Hartford.
Oh, the Stage East show. That was crazy.
I'm glad you remembered the name because I couldn't.
Stage East in East Hartford on Main Street. Yeah, that was awesome. That was right at the beginning for Godsmack. And I dislocated my finger that night, and Stephen Wayne popped it back in. Yeah,
I saw that. It was disgusting. I still think about that.
Yeah, it was pointing a completely wrong direction.
Yeah, we did the Rock Expo. We put on a rock concert for our fans.
The WCCC Rock Expo, I always described as like walking through the gates of hell, because once you got in, it was pretty dark, man. We had some heavy bands. We had Hatebreed, and
we had Seether before Seether became huge. Yep. We had Cold at one of them.
Kitty played one of them. Buck Cherry played. Yeah. Mushroom Head.
The Rock Expo was actually the first show concert I've ever been to.
Really?
It was when I was an intern on the afternoon show, and I told Pacozzi I'd never been to a concert before, and he put me backstage, and I was hanging out with these bands having no idea like what to do, what to say. I was shy, and the Rock Expo is my first ever concert that I talk about.
What a way to start.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, didn't we have some kind of naked women in hot tubs? Not our doing, of course.
It just
happened. It ended up that way, and the bands were coming over to our booth and hanging out with those girls.
Well, I remember you saying when you were out there that Mushroom Head came out and they left with all the girls.
They took all the girls home.
They did. Yeah, and that first year just started off with like the hot tub client wanted his thing there, and then the girls were, it became such a thing that we made it a thing afterwards, and we called it Hot Girls and Hot Tubs.
Right.
It's amazing what we got paid to do back in the day, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, we got paid. Not a lot, but we got paid.
We got paid. I got to say, I mean, some of the things that we've done over the last, you know, 15 years. I mean, the station's been a rock station for 40 years, but just in the last 15 years alone, the memories are amazing. You know, your broadcasts from Mexico that you guys would do. And
right.
Unbelievable. And the crew that you would go out there with. You know, I remember, I think you went out with, well, you and Rhino went out, and I think maybe Rube was on your trip. And maybe even Kevin the Afternoon Guy. Did he go with you?
I was gonna mention, God rest him, Kevin the Afternoon Guy came out and taught us how to drink heavily.
Yeah. And I remember you saying something that was kind of interesting, that didn't you have like some sort of, it was raining out or something, and y'all gathered in the bar, and didn't Kevin start playing like Hotel California or something?
Kevin, we're trying to think of some way to entertain, and Kevin said, well, I got my guitar. And so he starts, and at this time, we've gone in different directions. Sometimes you're softer, sometimes you're louder. This was like our loudest ever. This was the most metal we ever played. And so Kevin grabs the guitar and starts playing Hotel California. And I'm like, oh, no, this is going to be bad. People are going to throw stuff at him. And all of our drunken young metalheads started singing Hotel California.
How could they not? Everybody knows that song.
I know. I guess I was overthinking it.
So many great memories, Pacozzi. Yeah. And
at the end, I guess you start thinking about the beginning.
You do. And, it's kind of funny.
I've been doing this for a long time, and WCCC is the best time I've ever had in radio. And I've been doing this a long time. And I was in Philadelphia in the early 80s. Imagine that time.
Yeah, right?
CCC, the best people I've ever worked with and the most fun I've ever had in radio. And truly the best brand that I've ever helped to build. I mean, people are devastated. Lots of times stations change. People go, yeah, it's too bad. But, you know, people are weeping besides Miss Clark.
Yeah.
You know, it's just we had such a awesome air staff.
She's going to cry again. I can feel it. I can feel it. Go ahead.
But it's like we were all so different from each other. But when we were together, we were a family.
Yes, absolutely. Good word. We were a family.
Family was the word that was about to get her to cry. And she stopped.
I'm tearing up.
We're not here to make Miss Clark cry. We're here to celebrate the many years of WCCC in Hartford.
I have to thank you because you truly allowed me to do what I do. And, you know, most radio stations, the music director just kind of like, you know, listens to the PD and the PD says, do this, that, and the other thing. And you really let me kind of grow in that position. I will forever thank you for that. Thank you for letting me do what I do.
The only fun of being a program director is letting everybody be creative and watching what happens. And you get a much better, more creative radio station than if you've got one guy in there saying, why did you play that song? Don't play that song. That's not radio to me. That's just dictatorship. Yeah, the radio station is made, and the reputation and the brand is made between the songs, not during the songs. Any idiot can put a song on the radio.
We've proved that.
Yeah.
Everything else. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, man. Well, hey, I just got to say thank you for all the years. We had so much fun. We had a killer brand, in my opinion. And I'm sure some people in other states and cities might argue, but in my opinion, this has been the greatest rock station in history. And that's just how I feel. I'm that passionate about it. Great people and great fun. And thank you.
Those people don't know. We did have the best brand in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to every state. And
we're going to continue celebrating WCCC throughout the day today. Change is coming at 5, but for now, we just continue to reminisce and remember.
This portion of our CCC celebration is brought to you by the new 102.9 DRC. Classic hits of the 70s, 80s, and more. Play us out, Johnny.
The Rock, 106.9 WCCC. We are celebrating the radio station today, reminiscing, sharing old times, good stories, and all that kind of stuff. On the phone with me right now is someone I'm sure you remember, Amy the Tree Hugger. How are you?
Hello, Mike Caroli. How are you?
I'm doing well. It is so good to hear your voice on the radio again.
Back at you.
How have you been? How is everything in the life of Amy the Tree Hugger? Are you still hugging trees?
Smelly hippie. Hugging trees.
What was the last concert you went to?
Oh, my goodness.
You used to go to concerts every day.
You're right. I did. And yeah, I missed that. I went to see Willie Nelson with my parents a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that's cool. Out in Simsbury?
Yes.
How was it?
The contact high was amazing.
Yeah, to be expected at a Willie Nelson show. So Amy the Tree Hugger and I go way back. You and I actually first met at a place called FYE Strawberries.
It was Strawberries. I was running that store, yeah.
And that's where you and I first met. And you expressed interest in getting into radio, right?
Indeed.
And not long after that, you came on board as an intern and it just skyrocketed from there.
Most amazing time of my life. I'm a very lucky, smelly hippie.
What was the show that you did with Slater? Wasn't it like a Saturday night show or something?
Yes.
Wasn't there
on
a name
South
for
Whitney
it?
South Whitney Street. And when we were on South Whitney Street, I was on with Slater. But I don't remember what our show was called.
Saturday Night Rock Night or something. I don't know. Hot Zone. It was Hot Zone with Slater and Amy. I don't know.
Hot Zone. Yeah, and then Lou Brutus came on after us, right?
Yeah, with Hard Drive. Hot Zone
with
into Hard Drive.
That was one of my first gigs. I got to run the board and I would do Hard Drive.
Yeah, and that was like kind of the beginning of what we called the active rock format because Lou Brutus was playing a whole bunch of new rock bands and all their latest singles and stuff like that. And he would do interviews with them and everything. And that eventually became the format that, we enjoyed from, man, 97 to last September, pretty much.
Unbelievable.
So what were some of your most fond moments in WCCC history for Amy the Tree Hugger?
Well, I got to tell you, I'm a little misty. You know, this is a phone call that makes me a little melancholy, but yeah. I do have the biggest smile on my face thinking about everything that we did. And one of the greatest things was our snowball, the CCC snowball at the Webster Theater.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Kid Rock coming into the lobby and coming up to me, and he had a huge parka on. And he came in and he looked at me and he goes, "Yeah, man, could you tell me where I can park my truck and trailer?" Nobody knew who he was, and look at him now. And that's one of the greatest things about CCC is the bands that we broke and that we supported, and the shows and the memories are just crazy. Stained at City Limits was another one.
Oh, man, right. City Limits was such a weird little venue, but that was cool.
Yeah, it was like a mini golf course.
Yeah, like an indoor mini mall.
It was.
Yeah, and that Kid Rock show, a lot of people would think that Kid Rock would have been the headliner because you consider him who he is now. But back in 98 or whenever that was, it was 1 minute silence first, then Second Coming, then Kid Rock, and then Godsmack, and then Seven Dust was the headliner.
Yep.
That was amazing.
Exactly.
So think of those artists now, and I guess Kid Rock would be the headliner with Godsmack right before him, Seven Dust, and then the other two. So it would be totally flip-flopped, you know, today. Yeah. But back in the day, Seven Dust was the king. Still a great live band.
Oh, my God. You're leaving me quite speechless, Mike Crowley.
Well,
you really are. And now I am getting a little welled up. So to the greatest listeners and to our CCC family that I am so proud to have been a part of, I love you all so much. It was fantastic.
Well, thank you for calling.
Unbelievable.
Thank you for calling in and sharing some memories. And let's stay in touch, okay?
Absolutely. No doubt.
The Rock, 106.9 WCCC. We are counting it down, not like New Year's Eve where you necessarily celebrate, but 5 o'clock, there are changes coming to this radio station. I want to get in as many people as possible. And on the phone right now, I believe, actually, hold on 1 second. Yeah. The Rock, 106.9 WCCC. It is Crowley as we celebrate CCC today. An opportunity to look back over the, not only the last 16 years, but going all the way back. This station's been a rock station for 40 years. But more specifically, from 98 until, you know, last September, the guy that I have on the phone was featured prominently on our airwaves. We have Mike Mushock of Stained. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing good, Mike. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I thank you for taking the time to call in, and I definitely wanted you on the air because there is such a connection between WCCC and Stained that it's unavoidable, and you had to be a part of this celebration, you know?
Yeah, no, listen, it's I'm glad you're celebrating. To me, it's a sad day. It was a sad day last September when I knew you guys were switching formats, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, listen, I remember you guys one of the first stations ever that played our band.
Absolutely.
And the fact that, you know, you guys are right in our backyard here and have played such a huge part in our career has just been, you know, and to lose that, I mean, especially in this day and age of where the music business is, I mean, it's just yet another rock station that's kind of gone by the wayside, unfortunately, and it seems to be a pretty terrible trend.
I remember the first time I met you, the record guy from Elektra. Yeah, Jim Cortez calls me up.
Yes, sir.
And he's like, "Mike, I got this band. I want you to meet, and I, you know, want to go out to dinner and introduce you and all that stuff." And I'm like, "Well, I don't want to go out to dinner. I just wanted to go home, you know."
Of course, he did. You worked all day.
And he's like, "Well, they're from Springfield. This is your backyard. It's important." I'm like, "All right, but if we're going, I'm going somewhere that I want to go." And he goes, "You name it." So I picked Lena's
Pizza right down on Park Street. There,
absolutely.
Yep.
So you, me, Aaron, and I think. Was it Johnny April was with us?
I know what your Johnny was. I think it was Aaron and myself, and we went with you and Jim Cortez.
Yeah, and we hung out, and we talked, and you and I hit it off really well, and And then after dinner, we came back to the station, and you guys went on the air with Raven, who was doing 7 to midnight at the time. And that was the start of a pretty nice relationship over the years.
That was it. I mean, listen, I mean, we've been fortunate enough to do some shows for you guys. I mean, I remember the first time we did, we were out on tour, and I think we were about to leave to go out with Korn, and we flew back in home to do a luau for you guys.
That's right.
I know back when the convention center was there, we did a show with Cold and us played there for you guys.
Yep, that's right.
And listen, most recently was the great one that you guys had up at the Metal Tour. It was up in Godsmack.
The big gig, yeah. The one you did back in like 99, that luau, was that was at City Limits in Waterbury.
Yeah. No, then, it was great. It was great. I mean, and just, you know, being a part of the station. Listen, I mean, obviously, everybody's heard the story. Well, maybe they haven't. I don't know, 1,000 times of you guys playing outside and really pioneering and making that song, you know, driving what it ultimately became. And, you know, which really was a huge turning point in our career.
I remember the day very clearly. I was standing right where I'm standing right now, and I got the Family Values CD, and I was just looking at the liner notes, and I saw this bonus track, and I listened to it in the studio, and I'm like, that's pretty cool. I'm going to throw it on the air, which radio stations don't get to do anymore, you know?
But
the time, I was able to do that, and man, it took off. Requests instantly, and I remember calling your manager and telling him, and he's like, what are you talking about? Like, how is that album selling 300 pieces in Hartford? I'm like, I'm playing outside. He was freaking out. And then
the 38th market or whatever, the 50th market in the country.
Yeah, and we're selling pieces for him. And then all of a sudden, it just blew up from there. So that was awesome.
Well, what's just so different today? Because nobody sells records. So, I mean, there's no indicator that there'd be any kind of, listen, I mean, it just shows how long. You know, we've been with you guys and how much you guys have helped us along the way. And I got to say, listen, I'm glad you're celebrating. I didn't celebrate last September. I'm not celebrating today because, I mean, it's just yet another, you know, another one of these shifts to unfortunately fall. And, you know, listen, what you've made a living doing for 28 years and what I've made a living doing, you know, since, you know, 98, you know, so it just, listen, it is what it is. I'm very thankful for all the help and support you guys have given us over the years. And, and we'll just, you know, keep moving forward.
You got it, Mike. It's been a lot of fun, a lot of great memories for sure. And some things that we probably don't even remember that were great.
Exactly.
What do you want to tell us about what you're doing next? What's up for Mike Mushok?
I got a few things going on. Listen, we just finished a tour with Stained. I mean, which was great. Aaron's going off to do another country record. So we have one show scheduled in Atlantic City in November. I think that's all that we really have on the books now for Stained. In this business, until anything's really, you know, solidified and I know for sure what it is, I got a couple cool things going on right now, but we'll see where they turn out. And but always writing and, you know, just trying to get music out there in whatever way I can. So, staying busy for sure.
Awesome. Well, we will keep an eye out for you. I won't be doing it from here, but I'll still keep an eye out for you. We'll keep in touch. And
we'll stay in touch anyway. So.
Absolutely. Mike, thank you for your time, and thanks for the friendship, and thanks for the music. And I look forward to what you're going to do next. I look forward to what I'm going to do next as well.
Same thing, and good luck to you, because I'm sure that, you know, you've done a great job at that station, and I'm sure that, you know, it'll translate into something, you know, bigger and better for you down the road.
Thank you, my friend, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Mike.
The Rock, 106.9 WCCC. We are winding it down. And wow, it's close. A lot quieter in here now all of a sudden.
Close. We booted a bunch of people. They're all drinking outside.
Stephen Wayne was like my bodyguard. He's like, everybody out!
He commanded the situation, and he took control.
Those of you listening now, you hear that voice. It's very familiar. You might think you're listening to Light 100.5 FM. What do you guys call yourselves now?
It's Light 100.5 WRCH.
Oh, look at that. Mary Scanlon, how are you?
Hi.
And next to you, like Cozy is here.
And next to me, to my right,
Slave Boy.
Yeah. We can call him Curdy or Slave Boy.
Slave Boy.
Right.
I remember the first time we brought a band in here to see Pacozzi and Slave Boy, and that band was Seven Dust.
Wow.
And the lead singer of that band is LeJon Witherspoon, and we brought him in, and I said, this is Pacozzi and
had that go.
I said, LeJon, his name is Slave Boy. And he goes,
What?
He said, what's that now?
Right. Oh my God, that's the best story.
He goes, it's, you know, whatever. It's,
what's that now?
It's 1999. How do you have a guy named Slave Boy?
And I said, well, you know, Adam Picozzi probably named him. I don't know.
It happens. Yeah. The first time I saw Slave Boy was a Limp Bizkit in New Britain.
Sting?
The Sting. Yeah, the Sting. What a great venue. He was on stage. I was like, really? That dude's name is Slave Boy? He's okay with that?
Yeah, apparently I can't tell you how many times I had to explain the history of Slave Boy. I go, first, he's white. Second, he was a boy and he was running around doing stuff for us. So we just called him Slave Boy.
Yeah.
We're sorry.
Well,
get a coffee, booking guest.
Now you've got to answer to people.
You know, you've got a different name, though, or at least you did
Mr.
for a while.
Joaquin.
Yeah.
Yeah, over at ESPN.
Right.
What is it?
It was Joaquin. I was on with Mike and Mike until recently. The Where Are They Now kind of portion of the program. Thank
yeah,
you.
I can't
but,
wait.
Yeah, a lot of fun over at the Worldwide Leader. No.
Is there a place we can all go to hang out, all of us unemployed radio people? I know you're still employed.
Well, yeah, you know what? Let's
start. No, now that I think about it, Picozzi, you and I are the only ones unemployed.
That's right.
Yeah, because Curdy and I totally have jobs.
Right. Why don't we start a Bitter Radio People podcast and they'll come over to my house and we'll get all the equipment set up.
Why not?
I was doing that with Kevin. We were starting the podcast.
Kevin, let's bring him up for a second.
Kevin, the afternoon guy.
I was nervous that we weren't going to get a minute to mention K-Tag.
He's been mentioned off and on throughout the afternoon. And,
he should be.
Absolutely. I mean, because I've known Kevin since, man, I don't know. Since 243 South Whitney Street, so what year that was, I don't know.
Sure. Yeah.
He got fired by Ron Dresner because he thought Kevin stole a John Mellencamp CD.
He probably did.
And I remember...
He used to take toilet paper out of this building.
That's the story, man, right?
That guy probably took it.
So, as I remember it, I remember Ron's like, I think that guy's stealing from us. And I said, I don't know, man. Maybe. I don't think so. So Ron said, I'm going to find out. And he put two copies of Lonesome Jubilee by Mellencamp in the wall. And he goes,
steal that.
If there's one left tomorrow, Kevin took it. The next day, apparently, for some reason, there was one left. Kevin, you're fired.
Yeah, that's great. Well, it wasn't his first time.
It's
time,
insane.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Kevin's a good human being who we love to death, and he's worked at a lot of radio stations. But
yeah,
when he came here, man, I just have to tell you that I knew Kevin before I ever worked at WCCC. Kevin and Curdy, Slave Boy, and I were friends, and I did everything I could to show up at a CCC show. Man, I worked mornings at New Haven and in Danbury, an hour away, and I would show up at CCC
shows.
And
you'd be at the Webster shows all the time.
Like at midnight, I'd be wailing shots and be like, yeah!
First time I ever met Mary was at the Webster, and I said, don't you do a morning show?
And I was like, yeah, I do. But I love this music, and I love CCC, and I hope I can work there someday. And I would go to shows, and I'm just like, man, they got to hire me someday. And sure enough,
Someday came,
and I was lucky enough to find my way in.
And lucky enough to work with Sebastian.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
And I was lucky enough to get fired and then rehired 5 minutes later.
Right.
And it was good.
Unbelievable.
And you know what? This is the only station in the world and the only job in the world that you can imagine getting fired from and taking a 25% pay cut and being like, oh, I want to come back and work. And if you want to hire me 5 minutes later, I'm going to come back and work for you because I just want to live and bleed and breathe and be everything that's CCC.
Mm-hmm.
And even after I got fired again, like maybe a year later.
Now, who fired you at that
Picozzi
time?
Fired me the first time.
Oh, stop it.
I brought it up.
Picozzi totally fired me first time.
You know it wasn't me.
And the second time I got fired on vacation. I got pulled in from vacation and got fired.
Vacations
you know
are
what?
Not good in radio.
And I'm going to tell you something. If they came 2 weeks ago and asked me if I wanted to get hired again, well, maybe not 2 weeks ago, but like a year ago, I would have been like, yeah, because this station gives you a certain something that you have friendships that you can't describe.
The first time she got fired, I hired her back like 20 minutes later.
But really, yeah, isn't that a sick story? That's a sick story. You get fired and 20 minutes later, you're back on again. But I have friendships.
We've reconsidered.
Yeah, we reconsidered. We want you back. But I have friendships from before. I was 19 years ago. I was Karen Stone.
Karen Stone?
Yeah. No, think about it. My name was Karen Stone.
All right, don't get so mushy now.
Ron Dresner was like, listen, I think your name should be Jay Raven. You should be Stacey X. You're Dawn Steele. And I think Sharon Stone's pretty important. You should be...
Somebody
Karen
just got
Stone.
Pregnant during their break.
Yeah, exactly. So Ron Dresner gave me my first radio name ever in my life. And I was like, wait a second. What about the girls I went to high school with? I want them all to know what I'm doing now.
That is important.
It didn't happen. But I was Karen Stone first on CCC when I was 21 years old.
Wow.
I'm a little bit older now, but I've made some great friends here. And I think that people need to understand that every time you called in the station, you were like, Pantera, I want you to play Pantera. And every time you were like, Stephen Wayne, you guys don't play enough metal. You guys don't understand. We all wanted to do that for you. We wanted to play every single song ever.
And we were blessed with a boss that let us play metal. And that's the key of what this is all about. We were blessed with enough people to give us what we wanted and to do what we wanted to do and to do what the people wanted us to do.
We did what we could.
Until they threw me out. Then they threw Corolli out.
Yeah. Then they threw all of us out.
Yeah. We did what we could.
The fact of the matter is, you guys, listeners out there, listen to me right now. When we say we love you, we love you.
Absolutely.
We love you.
There's some that I don't love.
There's a couple that just wanted prizes.
I tried to love a lot.
But we loved you. And every time you called in, we loved you. And every time you requested a song, we wanted to play it. And every time we met you out someplace or you chanted CCC at a show when we were on stage and you were chanting CCC, we love you. We loved you. You made...
I love you now.
Love you now.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
give it up for yourself.
Give it to the king.
Wow, the king. This is about WCCC, and what I will say that falls in line with what you're saying. I think the moment that kind of crystallizes that for me is the last time I was on a stage doing a stage announcement, and that was our Christmas Chaos show.
Yeah.
And I was at the Oakdale Theater in Wallingford, and it was heavy because I didn't know it was going to be the last time I was going to be on the stage, but it was the day after Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
And I should bring up the audio, but I'm not that tech savvy to do it that quickly. I don't know if we have time either. We got 11 minutes, 10 minutes.
They're going to cut us off, man.
No, we're good. So I remember taking the stage and just the things that were said on that stage that night came about because of the Sandy Hook tragedy and all that stuff. And we were just trying to just feel good again. But it could have been any show that we did that at, you know, where I had everybody just turn to each other and just hug the person you're with because you just don't know, you know.
Yeah.
And beyond that, Marae gets mad when I say a brotherhood because she says, that's so macho. But, you know, we're brotherhood, sisterhood.
Masculine. We were a family.
Clonk's already crying, so I can say family.
Listen,
Half the people in this room are crying.
It's real. It's family. Mm. It's real. And I was scared all week I'd cry. I talked to you. I texted you at 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, I'm going to cry because you have a friendship with these people. And I don't think you don't get it.
Mike, what is your favorite moment?
What is your favorite moment?
What is the moment that encapsulates 28 years of being at this radio station?
They're all good moments.
It's almost impossible to choose. I mean, I'm not kidding.
I wish Kevin was here, man, to tell you a story. I wish K-Tag was here to tell you a story.
What is Mike Carulli's one synopsis of 28 years?
Mike, you know he's not going to stop.
Say something great.
You're going to run out of time.
Give it to me.
Give it to me.
Give it to me.
That sounds awful.
Right. Not out of
Listen
context.
To me. I really don't know. I mean, 28 years for me, 40 years for the station. It's impossible for me to choose.
You've been doing this forever.
How do you choose a moment? I mean, there's a million moments. There really are. So to choose one is next to impossible.
Listen, let's just all say collectively that I think about a lot of moments that I've been here, and I think a lot of moments that I was a listener and just a regular person on the street, and I was listening to this station when it was on South Whitney, and I delivered, oh my God, I delivered a pizza to somebody when I worked at a pizza place.
That was me, by the way.
No, it wasn't. But I think about all the moments I had at CCC, and I think about that it's just part of your life, and you're part of a family, and it's more than that. And Mike Rowley, you're my scarecrow.
What does that mean?
You're my scarecrow.
Let's just say that
you're the person I'm going to miss the most. You're the person I'm going to miss the most.
And two, for every day.
I could count on that. He's my scarecrow.
Every day we could count on you from 10 to 2.
You're the person I'm going to miss the most. You're my scarecrow.
You are WCCC Mike Rowley.
Scarecrow.
When Dorothy goes in the Wizard of Oz. She's like, I'm going to miss you the most. He's the standby.
We
got it.
We figured it out.
Shut his microphone off.
I love you, Connecticut.
You're the best.
I love you, Harvard.
I am still confused.
Caroli, I know the best. I know the best moment. The best moment was the very first night in this room when we had all the hope in the world that we're going to kick Hartford's ass. We're number three. We're going to be number one. And we never actually believed that we would make the other two stations change formats and we'd be the only rock station. That moment of hope that came true would have to be the best moment.
I would agree.
Mike Caroli, everybody.
Okay. I would agree. All right, we got to play some commercials for some reason, and we will say goodbye next.
Here's what's going on for Friday, August 1st, 2014. At the Funny Bone Comedy Club in Manchester, it's John Henton at 7:30 and 10 p.m. Dinner is available. 21 and over, visit funnybone.com. At McKinnon's Irish Pub in Hartford, $3 Heineken and Amstel Light with music by Rob Blaney. At the Shamrock Pub and Grill in Waterbury, it's the party cover band Spunk. And at Sunset Ribs in Waterford, it's Brandon and Company live at 6 p.m., followed by Dr. Evil Genius. I'm Steve Forney, and that's what's going on. For more information, visit WCCC.com.
Warning the loss of WCCC? Check out the new sound of 1029 DRC. Classic hits of the 70s.
Welcome to the hotel.
The new sound of 1029 DRC. Classic hits of the 70s, 80s, and more.
Geico Motorcycle.
WCCFM Hartford. Classic Rock 106.9.
All right, so the time is here, and
I love you guys.
Love you to death.
I love you, man.
All right, we're going to run out of time. Listen, we're going to run out of time. And I really didn't even prepare anything because I've been so busy editing all these interviews and airing them. I haven't had time to think about this. So it's unprepared. I hope nobody's offended if they were left out of today's broadcast. Somebody say something.
Man, Caroli, you say it. You say it.
Yeah.
I needed the money.
Do it.
All right. So,
own it.
I love everybody that I've ever worked with. I love all the listeners. I love all the bands we ever worked with. Man, this is heavy.
Come on, Mike.
Do it.
I just thank everybody for listening, whether it's to me or Raven or Picozzi, Mary, Slater, Stephen Wayne. Everybody in between, Litch, Rick and Suds, you know, whoever the hell was on here, Sebastian, everybody. Howard Stern, of course, you know, and just everybody who's ever spent 1 minute of time listening to this radio station over the last 40 years. We thank you. We were one of you. We are one of you. When we go to concerts, we go because we're a fan, just like you are. And, man, I don't know how I'm ever going to top this, but somehow I will. So, all right, let's.
Yeah!
So everybody was asking, what song are you going to go out with? And man, I had so many swimming in my head, and there's probably many that are better than this one. I don't know, you know. I was thinking of something to remind you from Stain, but then we're all just going to cry. And I just figured, you know, this station's best reputation is just being the badass rock station.
Yeah!
Right to the end. Nothing more badass than this song. As all of us in this room and everybody who's ever put on a WCCC t-shirt or attended one of our events, it's time for us to walk.
Love you!
airchecks.com.